Hey guys, Stephanie Hoffman here, coming at you for our third audio training, and I'm so happy to have you guys back, get to know me a little bit more, and delve right into number four. So the first thing that we went over was deciding what you want, you know, creating those goals. And then number two was discovering your capacity. Number three then was making choices, making good choices, just like what your mom would say. So moving into today's conversation, what I want to bring up for number four is eliminating excuses and hitting the reset for our mindset. So I kind of lump these all together, like our excuses and our mindset. I think that they really, really tie together. So I'm going to join them together in one little thing and call it nixing our negativity. Okay, we're going to take all of these things that we don't even realize that we are doing, and we're going to nix them, just going to get them out of our repertoire. The first thing that I think about when this comes to mind for me is how we talk. We say these things that really are not necessarily true, or you just don't realize that your wording is such that it's not true. What I mean is how we say that we can't. No, I just can't. I can't make time to work out. I can't, you know, make time in my day to go to the park. I can't forgive that person. Or I can't wear that. And so what I want you guys to do is realize those words come out of your mouth and take a step back and put you back in the driver's seat. Because what we do when we do this can't versus won't, we are kind of acting like victims, right? Oh, this has happened to me and so I just can't, right? That's not true. We are the creators of our own destiny. Like the decisions that we make day in and day out shapes who we are, where we are in our lives, and where we're headed, right? It's nothing that's happened to you that puts you right where you are. It's the decisions that you've made time and time again, good, bad, or ugly, that get us right where we are, right? So don't act like a victim in that way. And I know you may not actually be thinking that you're acting like that, but what I want you to do is put yourself back into the driver's seat and start using the word won't. Because when we do that, those sentences sound very different, okay? I won't go make time to work out. I won't make time to go to the park with my dogs. I won't forgive that person. And I won't wear that. And so let's touch on the last one. Like, I won't wear that. I can't wear that. Personally, like, I have always felt as though my clothes suck. They are just the clothes that I have. And then I feel like when I go to the store, I have this mindset over me that I feel as though I can't have the clothing that I want to have. And obviously, for most of us, that's tied to the price tag, right? The first thing you do when you go into the store is you flip over that tag and you're like, nope, walking away. So it happens to most of us. But what I want you to realize is that even in that situation, there's a mindset problem happening for me where I feel as though I can't wear the clothes that I want to wear. And even just something as simple as like, oh, like Susie looks so cute in that dress, but I can't wear that. Like it's not your style or something. And what I've done recently is really look at my clothing, the types of clothing that I like, right? When I look at pictures and Pinterest and whatever, what attracts me? Why do I love that? And I love it because it's comfortable. I love it because it just seems nice, but casual and approachable and not hoity-toity or whatever. That's just me. And I guess I just always felt like I couldn't dress that way because that wasn't me, which doesn't make any sense. Whether it's about budget or your mindset or whatever, what I'm trying to tell you is you can overcome that. There's ways that you can shop and have the clothes that you want to have without going and shopping those high price tag items. I know because I've done it. I've changed my whole wardrobe because instead of going to the store and going straight to the clearance section and just picking out something that I kind of like and would wear, honestly, I wear it, you know, a few times a year and then I don't ever get rid of it because it's a nice shirt. Why am I going to get rid of it? It's a nice shirt. But I don't ever wear it. I hate it. You know, I want to wear different clothes that are going to make me feel good about myself. By changing my aspect and saying that I won't wear that, that sounded so wrong. Like, why won't I wear that? You know, is it because of the money? Okay, well, so I found a way that I could wear the clothes I wanted to wear without breaking my bank. Putting those words back into where they actually need to be, taking that can't out and putting that won't in there, it really, really helps you to understand that you can actually make decisions to change that, okay? Recognize that negative self-chatter that happens. And, you know, going back to the clothing example, you know, I can't wear that. And then immediately the thoughts that stream into my head are, you don't have the money to wear that, or maybe you're not going to look as good in that, or, you know, she's probably super successful and just leads a very different life than you. And so that's why she dresses like that. So you're not going to be able to dress like that. Those negatives, that negative self-chatter that happens in our brain every day, day in and day out, annihilate it. I want you to pretend like you are 007 and just annihilate that. Like, it is so unnecessary. And one of the things that Marie Forleo says when she's talking about this stuff is, you know, sit and try to think of ideas for yourself. And when you think of those ideas, it's almost like an immediate reaction in your head where you're like, well, you know, maybe I'll plan a trip to Denver this year. I probably don't have that much money. You know, I probably can't, you know, I just can't swing it. And what Marie Forleo says is, as soon as those negative thoughts come into your head, I want you to out loud say nope and move on. And so it's really funny to me because it's a way that we can really call ourselves out about stupid stuff. I mean, we put ourselves down all the time and we are the only ones doing that. I'm the only one, at least that's how I think, I'm the only one who has these negative thoughts about myself. And to be honest, if someone else has negative thoughts about me, that's fine, to each their own, but I'm not going to let those negative thoughts affect me. However, I definitely let the negative thoughts that I have about myself affect me all the time. You know, it caps my dreams. It keeps them just below the barrier, right? So that they can't push themselves out. And I want you to stop it. Anytime you have a negative thought that comes into your mind, I want you to nix it. I want you to annihilate it and think of ways that you can not have that thought process again, right? And that's basically just your mindset. Realize your worth. If we're talking about your life and your business, you know, you have a lot of worth. You have a lot of value that you can add. And a lot of times when I'm talking to my clients, you know, we're not the inventors of the wheel. I'm not the first one to do this. Or the dog training business. I'm not the first one to do those things. And most of the time, if you get online and you search business coaching or business startup coach, you're going to find, I would assume, more than a few others, okay? But I want you to realize your worth with whatever your industry is, with whatever your business is. You have a lot to offer. You are the only one who has the skills that you have. And that's a really big, powerful statement. I want you to sit with that for a minute and let that sink in. You are the only one who has had the experiences that you've been through, good, bad, ugly. You are the only one with the educational background that you have. You're the only one with the expertise on your field that you have. And your clients are going to love that about you. Your clients are going to love that about you versus the other people. That's why your clients are going to choose you, because you are you. So start to realize your worth. Recognize that you have so much to offer your clients. And one of the things that I hear a lot in this industry is that, you know, well, how am I supposed to teach people when there's so many more people out there that know more than me? Why is someone going to choose me when, you know, there's experts out there who've been doing it for 30 years? I'm only 30, but I haven't been doing this forever and ever. And so I'm really honest with that when I move forward with my clients. That's not why people are going to choose you. People are not always going to choose you because you've been doing something for so long. But what I want to drive home to you is that you can help someone who is a half step behind you. You can teach someone who is a half step behind you with that education. You have something to offer them. Even if you're not 30 steps ahead of them, you have something to offer them. So realize your worth. Another thing that I feel like we just drone on day in and day out, I know I did when I first started my business, I was just trucking along and it seemed like I was working, you know, so many hours in a day and just needed to get to the next step. And it was really wearing on me. I didn't take time to really celebrate all of the little successes that came about through it. My husband is actually really helpful with this. And he just kind of takes time to say, babe, look what you've done. You have come so far in such a short amount of time. What I want you guys to do, whether you have someone in your life like that that's telling you that, I want you to be the one telling yourself that. You know, I'm upset at myself for not having realized it myself, to have someone else have to come in and tell me that. Realize when you're trucking along, you need to stop and celebrate your successes, even the baby ones. For me, when I was just starting my business, it took a lot to get my website up. It took a lot. If you guys have done that for your own businesses, kudos to you. If you haven't done it for your business yet, it's really important. Make sure that you can get one. Putting that website up and together, that was hard for me. Creating the content, all of that was hard. It took me a long time. And so when it was done, it was like, then I just rolled right on to the next thing. I was like, oh my gosh, you know, I've got to work on this and that and the other. And take time to celebrate those successes because they mean so much and they help us to keep propelling ourselves forward. They help us stay proud. They help us stay happy and excited. You know, celebrate that. If you've booked an evaluation or you had someone interested in your products, like you need to celebrate those. Whether they actually purchase them or not, celebrate the fact that what you're doing is getting out to the public and people are seeing you. All of that stuff is coming right back to our mindset. We really have to keep ourselves in a great mindset throughout all this process, because if we don't, it's just going to bog us down. So I want you guys to try to realize that there's some point where we really have to kind of stop putting things off. We really have to understand that these excuses get in our way. And if you're the type of person that you have these excuses and they are enabling you to put a pause on your business, I want you to stop that. You know, if you think, well, I just have to get this done before I launch, if I just have to get my Facebook group up to 500 likes, I just have to do this before I can launch my... No, you do not. Those are limitations that you're putting on yourself. There's no right or wrong in any industry. Okay, well, obviously there's malpractices. Don't do that. But you are the one putting those limitations on yourself. And so ask yourself, why? Why do I feel like I need this? Is it going to benefit me? No. Oftentimes, the answer is no. And so you just need to stop putting that off. And ask what your excuses are. What are your excuses for not changing, right? And then you can go back to that, eliminating your excuses. You can go right back to eliminating those excuses of the can't and the won't and whatever. So what I want you guys to do for your homework for today is to make a list of the top 5 excuses. That's not a lot. I could have given you more, but the top 5 excuses that you make for yourself that actually is sabotaging your progress. You may not realize that that's what it's doing, but I can almost guarantee you that it is. So make a list of the top 5 excuses that you're making for yourself. I'm not done. Once you make that list of 5 excuses, underneath them, I want you to write out why this excuse is bogus, and then also how you plan to eliminate that excuse from your repertoire. So I'll give you guys an example when I did this for myself. So one of the things that I had said was, I will never be able to make enough money to fulfill my dreams. That was one of the excuses that I had been telling myself. And so what I put under there, this excuse is bogus because with the right tools and the right results, my efforts are limitless. And how am I going to eliminate that excuse from my repertoire? I am going to make clear goals and I am going to start actively working towards them. Right? Another one that I had, I might fail people. So that excuse is bogus because I am the only one failing myself by not trying. And I'm going to eliminate that excuse from my repertoire because I am going to change my mindset and do what I need to do to succeed. And then I'm not going to fail myself. It's a great way to uncover some stuff that you may not know is going on in there. So love that. Next, what we are going to talk about in the next audio series is how to take action on all this stuff. So get that homework done, and we will be coming at you guys soon. Have a wonderful day, guys.